Welcome back to the Rob Dibble Show.
Better teach this kid some control before he kills somebody.
This is Connecticut's Baseball Authority.
Back on the Rob Dibble Show with Ben Darnell on your afternoon drive. One of our favorites is joining us now in the Syracuse and Moving and Storage Hotline, Kevin Kernan.
All right.
Check out his stuff on ball9.com. And KK, how are you, brother? How's Florida?
Florida's great, and it was great listening to that CC interview. You know, about 10 years ago, I went to I talked my office, and CC agreed to do it. I went to a Raiders game with CC and his boys. That was a fun day, and got to spend time with his mom, saw all the things he did in the community, and that competitive. I love seeing that kind of competitiveness on the mound in CC Sabathia.
All right, real quick follow up on that. That was the Black Hole Oakland days. Did you paint your face there, Kernan, when you went into that game?
Well, two quick ones. I actually did a. I also did an RV trip to the Super Bowl and hung out with those guys.
Wow!
Through the years, they're actually great chefs. A couple of those guys. And get this: one of those crazy guys we always see on TV. You know what he does for a living? He drives airplane, whatever it is, gas, jet fuel. He drives jet fuel trucks. That's what that guy does.
Scary.
And and again, one last thing on Oakland. Nothing like the Oakland parking lot after a Raiders game. Nothing like it. The bottles of liquor are just. I mean, you can't even imagine. I didn't know they made bottles of liquor that big, and they're all empty.
When we see a bunch of signings, whether it's the Tigers or the Texas Rangers, and I don't know how much better it will make them 10 wins, 15 wins better. I don't even know if they'll make the postseason. But when you see some of these big names kind of shying away from New York, what does that tell you? What's your gut instinct?
Well, I think it's not surprising. You know, I wrote about this 2 weeks ago, and I followed up this week, and I had a major talent evaluator tell me that, and this was his opinion. He said maybe the Yankees, specifically the Yankees, obviously he's going to go to Cone's money, but maybe the Yankees just don't want to be that championship team anymore. Maybe they're just happy being a contender-like team. The team is okay, but they've underperformed. And there's so many hassles that come with it. When you can get this big money anywhere, why bother sometimes unless you have that CC Sabathia drive where you want to, you know, where you want to make it big in New York City, and that's driving you. I see the Yankees having major problems along that route going ahead for the future now, and also because Hal Steinbrenner has pretty much got his head in the sand. And then Cohen, the other side of that, could you imagine Cohen when he goes to the owners' meetings, what these guys are going to say to him?
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be worth the story in itself, just to get reaction what the other owners are going to say to him, the way he's throwing the money around. But, you know, this is hedge fund money. It's a different world. This guy collects art. And I think I told you a few weeks ago when I talked to Scaramucci, who's friends with him, that Cohen studies things and then dives deep into the deep end. And that's what he did this week.
Who has gotten the most money that wasn't worth it? Who is robbing someone to do? And Kevin Kernan, who's top on the list?
Well, that's a great, great question. I'm looking at some of these guys.
I'll
right
start
now.
With Starling Marte. $78 million for that dude, and there's no way that he's gonna survive with the Mets for 4 years.
Well, first of all, you know, beyond the injury things. And I think that's a good call. He's one of those guys that gets hurt a lot. He also, and it's a very small point, but it's a very important point, he's always got his hands traveling in this strike zone, and he gets hit with a lot of pitches there. And, that's a good one. I actually think, and this sounds crazy, and I may be totally wrong here. I'm hoping I'm wrong. First of all, the guy, it wasn't a free agent, but the guy that's leading the pack and is as they say in golf, you know, he's in the clubhouse with the lead, is Francisco Lindor. And,
good call.
Good call. That's a good call.
Yeah, that's the call, really. But Scherzer certainly has the potential. and I'm not, you know, again, dead arms. We'll see where it goes. I just want to throw one number at you from my friend Dave O'Brien down in Atlanta. You know, Scherzer, over his last seven starts, is 1-3 versus the Braves with a 5.40 ERA. I know we're numbers. That's all we care about in this world. And he's an unbelievably committed guy. There's nobody I like talking to spring training more than Max Scherzer. I hope he keeps it together physically. Boris has always told me that he'll get more out of his arm because he started pitching late and all that stuff, and he has less wear and tear. But we got it. You got to wonder now. And again, this is the key point. I'm glad you asked me. This is the key point. They go get Max Scherzer because, and I've been adamant about this. I'm the only guy writing this, only guy saying it. Jacob DeGrom could walk away next year. After 2022, he could walk away. And this gives you some protection there. And there's a lot of, you know, I know DeGrom so well. I know there's a big part of him wouldn't mind being with the Braves, living closer to his Florida home. He's a family guy, you know, and just do that kind of thing. So there's all kinds of ramifications here on why he had to be signed Scherzer and also why it could be a dangerous signing.
You could also say Wander Franco. It wasn't a free agent deal, but $182 million. Guy didn't even play a full season in the major leagues. Why do you throw that kind of money at him?
I actually love that signing, and I'll tell you why. I'm a gut reaction guy. The first day I saw this guy play, first day, I said, this guy's a player. I got the same feeling the first time I saw Ichiro, some of these other players. I think this guy is, if you're going to throw that kind of money, he's the kind of guy you want to do it because he's from what I've seen of him. First of all, he's so young, 20. But he's durable, and he's got that mindset. I love the mindset of Wander Franco. He's a winner, and he wants to go down there and try to, you know, lead that franchise. I actually think it's a great signing. And you throw that money at him for no other reason than keeping your fan base happy because you can't have the Yankees come in 3 or 4 years and take them away. So for that reason alone, I'm a big believer in signing those guys. You know, Yankees missed the boat on Aaron Judge. They'll probably get around to it. But I think you sign a Wander Franco, and that kid, again, I can't put this in numbers, but the way he plays the game is beautiful to me. This guy's an artist. He's more than a baseball player.
Well, the Yankee fans that I have heard from in the last month have forgotten about 2017 through 2019. Totally erased it from their memories. And they do not want to know Spanish to find out what Carlos Correa really said about Derek Jeter. So they are ready for Carlos Correa to be a shortstop, ready for Cashman to try to sell them that PR. What do you think on that deal? Where is Carlos Correa's number going to be at?
I don't see it with the Yankees. If he comes to the Yankees, and first of all, Cashman, Correa, you know, his statements about not being a Gold Glover, I would think that the Yankees, going back to those days, I can tell you I had numerous conversations with Derek about he did not like how the Yankees analytics people wanted him to play the game, how they wanted him to where he wanted to defend. So he was not happy with the analytics department, and I think Cashman was siding with the analytics department. So I could see Cashman making that move for Cashman because that's what Cashman is. He wants to prove his point, but I can't see. Yankee fans, I don't see how you could bring that guy in. The way he dragged out of nowhere, too. Why do you even bring that up? I mean, that's right. Something dumb that I would say on the radio, you know? I mean,
or me. Like, well, exactly.
Yeah. You don't do – and when you're trying to get a contract, you got to understand what it's all about. And – here's the thing, and again, getting back to what you said earlier, it was about bad contract. This guy, and again, I base a lot of the stuff I see when I'm around these players. This guy, his back was a mess a couple years ago. And backs
couldn't
don't
get in the lineup,
as
right?
You get older.
Yep.
Yeah, backs get worse as you get older. So my gut is telling me he's either going to wind up on a shorter deal or less money with the Dodgers, or maybe even go back home because it's better to be with the devil you know. In some way with Houston, but I just don't see it. I don't see the Yankees making that move. They're in this, you know, don't forget too, they got Volpe coming. Volpe is their Wander Franco.
And they've kept him, right?
Yeah, and they've kept him. They've kind of done some weird things with him. Like I was talking to some scouts about this the other day. He wasn't in the Arizona Fall League for some reason, which is crazy. I mean, you should have had the kid out there. But he is your next. He's your next – I'm not saying he's Jeter, so please don't let people go crazy, but he's your next Jeter-type player that's coming to the Yankees. Why in the world would you want Carlos Correa around that kid?
I definitely wouldn't. How about the Texas Rangers? They've spent $556 million on three players. I like Marcus Semien the most of anybody that was out there. Who do you like better, Corey Seager or Marcus Semien over in Texas?
I like them both, and I like Semien for the same reasons I was talking about Wander Franco. That guy's, he's figured it out, man. He's figured it out with his swing and everything. I think the Rangers, and let's not forget that Chris Young is running that show to some degree now, and so it's great to have a baseball player in a baseball front office, you know? So I think they've made, and then you can move the other kid. I can't say his name. I don't want to screw it up. You guys are professional announcers.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Move him to third, or maybe trade him to the Yankees in some kind of deal or something like that, you know. But I love what, you know, you still got to get more pitching. I'll tell you what, if I'm the Rangers, you know what I do now? I go out and get Stroman. Why not?
That would be a great signing, and he's a great teacher, good smart kid.
Yeah, and, you know, and I'm glad you brought that up, because Stroman, you know, he's Stroman, so he's always, you know, he's probably hearing this interview. You know, he doesn't miss a thing. When the word Stroman is mentioned by somebody, it goes right through.
His ears are burning.
Ears are burning, but, you know, I talked to some people I really trust within that Mets clubhouse, and they've all told me the same thing that you just said right there. Now, he does have his moments. I heard, you know, when he was with the Blue Jays, did some wacky things, but when it comes to showing up and posting, I'm getting that kid. And plus, that kid has always had a chip on his shoulder. That chip is going to be that much bigger now. He'd be a great, to me, that'd be a great signing for the Rangers.
What are you hearing about Chris Bryant?
Ooh, I'm still not convinced the Mets are not going to sign Chris Bryant. I mean, it sounds crazy, but you know, if I'm Chris Bryant, I stay on the West Coast. I don't even fool around. San Francisco's got to keep him in my mind. Maybe Seattle. But you know, it's interesting he hasn't signed yet. I think it's a great signing that's just waiting to happen. That's when we look back on this year, we're going to say, wow, that was great, whoever got Chris Bryant. I still think it's a great, I think he's a great, he'll be a great addition to anybody, especially a team that's very close to a pennant. And as we all know from Scott Boras, there's only about 17 teams trying. So I like Chris Bryant wherever he goes. Knowing how Cone is, you know, he's at least going to check it out. And that would, especially when you see Javi Baez leave. I mean, you bring Chris Bryant in now to that lineup, and you can use him in multiple ways. That could be really interesting. And again, that leadership factor is what the Mets need.
Talking to Kevin Kernan from ball9.com. All right, one thing I brought up yesterday that the Yankees could have done was trade for this Stallings kid. This Jacob Stallings was traded to the Marlins in a four-player deal with the Pirates. You could have gotten rid of Gary Sanchez. You didn't have to give him a ton of money. Now they might be stuck with Gary Sanchez. How did the Yankees not get Jacob Stallings?
Well, if you go back, Dibs, let's go back in time. We've been saying this for Yankees with catchers for years. Going back, to Russell Martin, you know, it's just they've had this blind spot in Gary Sanchez because there is that little bit of a talent that he has, and everybody thinks that they can fix him. But I think he needs to change. He needs to be out. And I think by their allegiance to Gary Sanchez has cost them through the years in so many ways. I always go back to what the great Huey Brown told me about players. If they, you know, you give them a chance, if they don't make it, he always said, hey, potential will get you fired. And that's Gary Sanchez is that type of player. They see the potential. They don't, you know, I'm tired of seeing his number running back to the backstop. I'm tired of seeing him, you know, and to me, that last at bat that he had for the year in the wild card game, I believe he got up, they're down big, swings at the first pitch, flies out. That to me, that was okay. I'm out of here. And I'm making sure you're out of here. That big mistake by the Yankees holding on to Gary Sanchez.
Totally agree with that last at bat. Trevor Story was once rumored to be the shortstop there. Is that got any legs to it still?
I think it has some legs to it because if the prices come down, you know, the Yankees still have tons of money, no matter what they tell you. And he's their kind of player. He's not a leader from what I've been told. And if you look at if you go back to some of the Rockies, I'm not going to call them selfish players, but they've had players that have been individualized, and Story fits into that area. So yeah, he could be you know, he's kind of like Correa Light, you know.
I love that, but Correa Light.
He had a really, to me at least, he did not have a very good year when the pressure was on. So I think Trevor Story is one of those guys that has to find a place that's great for Trevor Story. And I'm seeing him in New York with what could happen there. I don't think that's a good fit for Trevor Story. It might be a good fit for money wise, but I wouldn't count him out yet. That could be, Yankees have to do something to salvage the year. They can't just possibly, you know, we knew the Mets were going to take over financially, but it can't happen also quickly at once. I mean, the Steinbrenners still at some point sell this team and get each one of the Steinbrenner kids can walk away with $1 billion. So that's what this is all about now.
Anthony Rizzo, first base for the Yankees, or Freddie Freeman? I hear Freddie Freeman might go to L.A.
Yeah, I can see Freddie Freeman in L.A. Absolutely. You know, that's a very – I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, there's some – you know, Freddie Freeman is just a solid post-up guy.
I like the dude. I love him.
Yeah, I like the dude. But I do also know that there's – it's – as and I got to try and figure out how to say this. He's a great teammate, but also there's a little bit of and a lot of these guys have to be a little egotistical, you know what I mean? So I can see if I'm Freddie Freeman at this point, what more can you do in Atlanta? You gave them the chance. If I'm Freddie Freeman, I'm a little pissed off too because they didn't get it done when they could have got it done. So why not go to L.A.? Why not go to L.A.? Bring that calmness, that you know, just a guy you can count on that never seems to panic and seems to be a great teammate in many ways. Why not bring it to L.A.? Because L.A.'s being awful quiet. They're going to do something. They can't afford not to do something. And like I said, if you bring in you bring that guy in, and all of a sudden, you still got to improve your pitching, but they got tons of pitching here and there. They've just been hurt a lot. That makes a whole different area, because no one expects the Giants to have the same year that they had. And if the Giants lose Chris Bryant and you add Freddie Freeman, wow, that's a difference maker in the NL West.
Here's a stupid one I just saw at the bottom of the free agent tracker. Totally forgot about this guy. But Red Sox fans would love to get Joe Kelly back. I think Joe Kelly has found a really good fit in Major League Baseball right now as being a valuable asset. But, you know, he's on the list. I don't know if Dodgers can keep him, but he would be good for anybody.
He'd be great for anybody. And he's I would love to see him go back to the Red Sox. And the Red Sox, you know, we're in a different area with the Red Sox now. And you're waiting for that first baseman, Casas, is that his name? Tristan Casas? Yeah. I'm telling you right now, when I was just talking about Juan DeFranco, you know, I remember I was talking to Todd Frazier about him recently because Todd played with him on the U.S. team. Loves the kid. This kid, I heard that in the Arizona Fall League, sometimes they don't really work in the Arizona Fall League. It's a showboat league. And he actually called back to the Red Sox front office to say, hey, we need to get somebody out here to work more with me. I want to work more, kind of like what Alonso did a few years ago. So that's a good kid. So the Red Sox need to make a few of those little moves, and they'll be okay. And also, do what the Rays do. Build that bullpen up. You know, just keep getting guys to the bullpen.
KK, you're a blessing. Thank you for coming on the show so much. We love you, man, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for so many great questions, because a lot of that stuff is up here. It just needs to be pushed out.
There we go. I'm glad we could do it.
We like
to
push it out. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you,
okay,
sir.
Okay, fellas. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Kevin.